Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Our story's just beginning, our adventure never ends. The saga of the heroes that they call the Dragon Friends.
As always, we begin the second act with a recap of the story so far, best as he could follow it. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Benny Davis. Nick.
The moon was high above us when our heroes came to town, and they knew the gods would find them, but they chose to strut around. When they went to Friezo's temple and met Kithisi, who's great, with a broadsword right beside her and some quinoa on her plate. Our story's just beginning, our adventure never ends. The saga of the heroes that we call the Dragon Friends. Now our heroes are surrounded, there's hobgoblins all around. One has even shot an arrow, things were better back in town. And they've done a lot of talking, but at last it's time to fight. I can play some action music and finally do some work tonight. Our story's just beginning, our adventure never ends. The saga of the heroes that we call the Dragon Friends.
Thank you very much. So we're going to go straight into combat. Just to recap, to paint the scene, the wagon is stuck on the middle of the road. Ping and Filge are behind the wagon, which is being driven by Bobby. About 10 feet ahead of it on her barbed steed is Kithisi Galantara. Now, on each side of the road, about 60 feet away, there are four wargs. There are four hobgoblins. Three of them...
Racist.
It's not racist. Three of them have short bows and scimitars. Their bows are ready, arrows are knocked, and there is also one of them is holding a straining leash with a warg, which is like, picture a wolf, now make it even more hungry like the wolf, and you've got a warg.
So a hungry wolf.
Thank you very much, yes.
How far apart are all these? Are they spread out they're around us in 360 degrees?
They're
are they in like a 15-foot cone?
No. Well, they're in clumps of two on each side, within 15 feet of each other on each side. Now, The first person to react is Bobby. So, Bobby, what are you going to do?
I say, you want an arrow? Here's an arrow.
And then he gives him the arrow.
From my vantage point on top of the wagon, I pull out my short bow, draw it, and shoot at the leader of the goblins.
Excellent.
Who has taunted us so.
Finka.
Great, excellent. All right, well, do you want to go ahead and make an attack roll?
At 16 plus...
Dexterity? Oh. Dexterity.
Wait, which one's...
19. Oh. Yeah. Does that hit, Jake?
16. 19. You're 19? Yeah, 19 will hit. So the arrow hits and...
So that's nine.
Nine, oh,
excellent, nine. All right, he staggers back, bloodied and close to death. Well done. Next person is Alex.
All right, I'm going to get out my javelin. So I do that.
roll a
d20. No, a d6.
So you can draw a javelin as a bonus.
Oh, fuck, sorry, yeah.
You can draw a javelin as a bonus action, which means you can still throw it.
Testing you guys. Yeah, so I draw my javelin because I did javelin in high school because I was quite big and I couldn't really do other athletics. Anyway, I did javelin.
There was a ribbon dance that was bad.
No, it was very bad. All right, and
now,
I got a...
Sorry, just to be clear, because they are more than 30 feet away, you're at disadvantage, so you're going to have to roll two of these and the worst number.
I can throw up to 30 feet.
But they're more than 30 feet away.
Got it.
Whoa.
So I got, which one do I choose?
Take the bad one.
Worst one.
The lower.
No.
3 plus 5 is 8.
I got an 8.
Excellent, which means that you let out a roar, and remembering everything that you remembered from your junior athletics class, you throw the javelin, which falls next to the arrow that the bandits have put in front of you. Now we've got something you want!
I burst into tears and say, me just wanted to be good at hurdles.
The hobgoblins attack the two to your on your leftmost flank, Kithisi. Both fire arrows at you, and one of the arrows hits, dealing... Now, these are wicked barbed hobgoblin arrows. Can I just steal one of these? Thank you very much. Meaning that it deals 4 plus 1, so 5 piercing damage. So you take 5 hit points. The other one misses. The other two fire at... Friezo, because I don't like Friezo. One of them rolls a 1 and drops his bow. Excellent.
And I go, yeah, you idiot.
The other one rolls a 16, which...
The other one is holding the warg, and so he lets go of the leash, and the warg starts rushing towards you.
All right, can I witch bolt that warg as it's coming towards me now?
When it gets to your turn, you can. Right, okay. The warg makes dashes towards you, doing a full 60 feet like it was not even nothing, and it jumps
Hey,
up.
Do we need a voice for the warg?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Hey, I'm warging here.
This is a warg that speaks English? Is that right?
Yeah. Or someone speaks wargish.
That okay. was wargish. It didn't mean anything.
Okay. Right. But I understood that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does this warg have a name? Is it called
Christopher Worgen?
Worgen Freeman.
Worg, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Anyway, he's running toward Prince.
Excellent. Runs towards Friezo. Friezo, what's your armor class?
Before he stops and says that his favorite Nick Giannopoulos movie is The Worg Boy.
So now everyone's done one.
All right, my armor class is 14.
All right, the warg rolls a 13, and
it doesn't hit, so that warg just shuts up. No. You idiot warg.
Plus 5 to hit for its bite attack.
Fuck.
Which means that it deals to you 2d6. That's quite a lot.
Old Freezer's not long for this world.
Yeah, all right. That's 8 hit points.
All right.
And... then you now need to make a DC strength saving throw. So make a
D20
and
your
strength saving throw, which is -1.
All right, I got a 7 in total.
Great. It knocks you off your horse and it's pinning you to the ground. Jordan, you're next.
So we have established that this is a talking warg. Is that right?
Yeah, this is not only a talking warg, this is a warg with like badass...
Okay, and speaks a language that I understand.
Oh,
okay,
I know sure. Where you're going with this.
And presumably Kili can also speak, so I'm going to use Command.
Which is a spell you can only use if it can understand your language.
Correct.
So. This is bullshit, you know that, right? All right, you cast Command. You can say one word, and as long as it will not cause the warg direct harm, the warg has to do what you say. And I think it has to make a saving throw.
So it's a wisdom saving throw, DC 13.
Well, wargs, funnily enough, have terrible wisdom.
Hang on. Are you doing the word?
Yeah.
What's the word?
Which?
Sit.
I was really afraid you were going to be like, kill. And that was going to be it.
Something primordial, something ancient clicks in the warg's head and it jumps off Friezo, sits on its haunches to attention, and then with its tongue lolling out, very happily says...
I'm no longer warging here. I had 3 jokes.
Excellent. Pink, you're very lucky because you couldn't have cast magic where you had a warg on you, but now you're free. What do you do?
I am going to kill that fucking... No, I'll...
Presumably you stand up.
I stand up and I'm going to cast a witch bolt at the elite goblin.
Witch bolt!
And I... 12... 17.
This is the one that's already hurt?
Yep, yeah, 17.
That will do it, yep.
At the theatrical goblin. And I then spell attacks, and then I roll. Sorry, a 1d12. All right, whoa, d12. Hiya! And I roll 4. I do 4 damage.
4 damage. Watching somebody die from witch bolt is the most horrifying thing that you can ever imagine. The hobgoblin's skin melts and peels and pulls in at his feet. The skeleton of the hobgoblin tries to form a word, possibly calling for a half-remembered parent. as they collapse.
Yeah, it's not all bloody Zapsos and fucking candy bars.
Into a puddle of goo.
That's not a murder. They started it. It's fine.
Simon, what do you do?
To be clear, you did throw the first. I mean, they shot the arrow, but yeah. It was a warning arrow. You were the one who did. Simon.
Listen, I'm not big on remorse. I think that's been made abundantly clear. How many hobgoblins are left?
There's a warg, which seems to be okay at the moment, and there are three left.
Okay, I shoot another one with my arrow.
All right, great, excellent. Well, and you've got to beat 16.
That's a 12 plus... Wait, what did I
hit? 5.
That's 17.
17, that'll hit.
It's a 1 plus 3, 4 damage.
4 damage.
4 damage, great. Okay, this one is looking also bloodied. These guys are pretty weak, and your shortbow's got some stopping power in it. Excellent. Alex, what do you do?
I'm going to get a maul. I'm going to maul someone.
Excellent. All right, now you can run. You can do a dash attack now that you're standing up.
Yep.
And they are 60 feet, so that's you can actually run that. Yep, great. So you dash in.
Yep. So I got a
12.
Yep, 12.
Yep, 12. So you make a big swing and you...
I got an 11 hit.
It does. Yeah, but so you roll what to hit?
12.
12, that unfortunately misses. So you swing and you get the sense that you would have absolutely murdered him. However, you miss. Next up is the hobgoblins. Two more hobgoblins appear over the hill. With them is a new being that you haven't seen. He's wearing red robes, and you can see from the snout that he's not a hobgoblin. He, in fact, looks reptilian. In his hand is a staff made out of swamp shit. And that's me reaching for a word he didn't make it out of.
I hate my staff.
I love how eloquently you could bring up half-remembered parent, but you couldn't think of the word for, like, mangroves, or like...
Yeah. He calls something out in a language which is orcish, which I think most of you won't understand.
Guten Tag!
Does Filch speak orcish?
Oh, Filch would understand orcish.
Yeah, and I say... Heil! Hi!
Sorry, are orcs Germans in this?
Yes.
Oh, they were Germans in Tolkien. They could be German in this.
Oh my goodness.
No, I don't.
Zug Hail.
I say, Guten Morgen, orc.
Guten Morgen?
Guten Morgen, mein Worgen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he picks up the staff and, like, he's like, ugh, this. And then he waves it about and bangs it on the ground.
And everybody make a constitution saving throw and beat 20.
20?
Beat 20? What?
How?
All right. I do not.
And your constitution?
I do not.
I got 22.
Okay. All around you, Filge, you guys suddenly feel your eyes falling heavy as the steam of the swamp seems to exude out of the very trees and from underneath his robe and cover the area around the wagon. You guys slowly sink into a sickly sleep. Filge, you feel kind of okay, but nice. Everybody has fallen asleep.
And the lizard goes, nighty-night, wait, what? When he looks at...
I don't know.
So what do you do?
I say,
and he goes, oh, okay.
That usually works.
And then he kind of looks at the staff and kind of shakes it to his ear, and he's like, can someone just grab her? And then like six orcs surround her.
Hobgoblins, but yeah.
Hobgoblins, yes.
Do you want to go with them? They're surrounding you.
Go with them.
They ask you to lay down your weapons, and they're starting to drag your friends away.
I'm going to do an... I'm gonna
they're starting to what?
Drag your friends away.
Dragging your friends away.
They're turning. The crowd is turning on us.
I push them to the limit with Warg Boy. All right, so I go... You make friends sleepy time. Mismash.
As I'm falling asleep, I'm just going... Take a long walk off a short pier.
One of the hobgoblins looks at you and says, you come with us, Orc One. You see Frisco. Frisco see you.
I say, is Frisco daddy?
And they're like, yeah, sure, okay, whatever. Yeah. And all of them like, yeah.
Also, like one of them says, now that I'm closer to you, is that just a dead rat on your shoulder?
me sorry. No, this pet, Katie. Katie, so rude. Why you know introduce yourself to a daddy's friends? And she's quiet because she's just, you know, she's playing hard to get. She's so mysterious. That's Katie for you.
Filge goes with her new friends, I presume, to go meet Frisco. And for the rest of you, what transpires is a mystery, although for Filge, it's a pretty good afternoon. You awake, specifically Bobby, to a tugging on... What?
And Bobby's like...
Bobby's like, it's not my birthday. What's going on?
You awake to a tugging at your jerkin and... Sorry, Ben, you're going to have to do this one.
Okay, so somebody is just grabbing your wiener and... You awake to a oh God, it's hard. Oh.
The first thing you realize when you're awake is that nobody is touching your privates. The second,
so he screams.
You awake and discover that you are in what seems to be a kind of rudely constructed wooden dock, a sort of, you know, speaking pulpit that you have been propped up in a chair. You also notice at this point...
You're a ventriloquist doll.
...that your hands have been tied to the sides of the chair, and beside you are Friezo and Kithisi. Filge is not tied to Filge's chair, and Filge is enjoying a plate of fruits, but is sitting next to you in the same dock.
Is this like a wooden stage?
It's kind of, it's like a rough stage.
Like we're on trial or something?
Yeah.
Not unlike that.
Are we on trial?
The tugging is coming from a small...
coming, sorry.
They're turning on you. That is coming from a small, incredibly filthy looking, not a hobgoblin actually, a goblin who is trying to get your attention.
We know the difference, don't we, guys?
Yeah, we're not racists.
And he's like, hey.
I say, goblin friend, tell me, what the hell is going on?
And he goes, look, guys, I've got to be honest, it's not great. You want the bad news first?
Is there good news?
What news do you want first?
Bad news first.
Okay, you are on trial. You have broken several hobgoblin laws, and I'm not going to lie, not looking great.
Are you our lawyer?
That's the bloody good news.
You now start to pay more attention to yourself, and you realize that the hobgoblins have constructed basically a rough human court. It's outside, and it's next in front of the dais, where the biggest hobgoblin that you've ever seen sits on a throne wearing someone's scalp like a wig.
This is a parody of the law I saw of the law of Amuanator. May his light be upon you.
Okay, lady, you're gonna need to put a lid on that. That's the very first thing I've got to say as your attorney. You can't be yapping on about that stuff.
All right, lawyer, what shall we call you?
You can call me Gribbons.
Sorry, Gribbons?
Gribbons.
Oh, my apologies.
Okay, well, it's Gribbons.
Gribbons?
Gribbons.
Gribbons, all right, Gribbons. All right. What have we been charged with, Gribbons?
So have I been charged? Like, am I sitting...
What?
What?
Gribbons, right. What have we been charged with? Yeah, you're with us. Yeah.
I'm with you, but I'm not being tied up.
Yeah, no, you've got free.
You know, so what's happened?
Suddenly very eloquent.
Oh.
Hobgoblin law is, just so you, the Hobgoblin Society is actually, they understand very little of what the elder cultured races do, but they love to mimic. So this kind of thing is you've never seen before, but it's perhaps not unheard of. Often hobgoblins will create armies and with all of the pageantry and order of human armies that they fight against. These goblins seem to love themselves some lore. Now, you have for some reason that Gribbets explained to you, partly because you're an orc, you've broken some laws, but not as many laws as the others, and you're not quite sure because you didn't understand anything he was saying.
Okay. All right, so I turn and whisper to him that I say, they think me their god. And I like, get one of them to like feed me grapes like this.
Gribbins, what have we been charged with?
Okay, more relevant question. What haven't you bloody been charged with? Am I right? You're fucked. You didn't give back the arrow. Oh boy, big mistake there. You killed them. That's probably in the top five. You didn't take your shoes off when you went into battle. I gotta tell you, I've been reading these bloody guys' laws. It's kooky shit. The good news, though, is that I'm a bloody hotshot lawyer. Is it my first case? Sure.
Gribbets,
do I have a 100% no losing record? Absolutely.
Gribbets, which law school did you go to?
Oh, well, interesting. Because when you actually...
It really isn't.
If you translate... I did an arts... It's kind of arts, but if you... Hobgold, I didn't go to a university.
Okay. So are you a registered lawyer, or are you just some guy who's hanging out in the courts?
I'm your best bloody chance.
All right. You just earn yourself not getting killed. All right.
Gribbets does not have very long to brief you, because the trial is about to start. You can already see other hobgoblins who seem to be in the same kind of filthy dress clothes that Gribbets is in, congregating in the other side and talking to who you can only assume is the kind of maybe bandit captain / chief justice of this camp.
And what does he sound like, Ben?
this is the guy.
This is Frisco.
This is Frisco. So while Gribbets is like, okay, I gotta tell you, you just hear this, I'm the bloody goblin king! I'm the bloody hobgoblin king! And I bloody love it! And then he bangs a gong.
Is this a talent show, perhaps?
And he goes, who's ready for some bloody justice?
Has he got those glass bowls that he can, like, move around his hands and fly
and
around?
He goes, that's a stereotype.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Frisco is massive and is possibly never... left his chair, or at least hasn't left his chair for years. He's huge,
is
bulbous.
He fat?
Yeah, quite, but he's, yeah. Keep it.
Does he poop
to
in his chair?
It might be, sorry.
How does he poop?
There's a bloody hole in the chair.
So it's a toilet. It's not so much a throne, it's a toilet.
It's kind of sitting upon. It's a combination throne, palanquin, toilet. And right. Toilet, okay. Yes. Yeah. And that's what happens if you lose the case.
What, you get pooped on?
Let's just do that. Maybe I'm into it.
Gribbets very quickly tries to explain to you as best as he can how he's going to approach your defense and how the trial's going to play out.
Okay, guys, here's the go with hobgoblins. Okay, you're going to be asked to nominate a champion, and you're going to be asked to nominate a strength. And I've managed to sort of, completely bargain that from death. It was originally just going to be death, and now you get to choose. So they're going to go strength, they're going to go courage, and they're going to go cunning.
Smart, yeah, cunning.
Yeah.
So we have to pick one of those to elect a champion.
And a champion, okay? And look, that's me done.
You're done.
I'm fucking done.
All right, I'm electing Gribbets is our champion.
Miss Second, if you very
can,
smart.
If you can convince him, Gribbets...
No, hang on, I mean, like, Gribbets actually goes like, hang on, and then looks through the book, and then... Like,
show me where it says in the book that we can't elect our lawyer the champion.
And then he looks up at the goblin, the hobgoblin king, and the goblin king's like, this is bloody great, it'll be the little guy. And then Gribbets is like frantically being like, no, just give me a moment, and he can't find anything.
And I'm like, this just like in me favourite movie, Babe. With no rule book to say that pig can't be in sheep herding competition.
Which was like a play that toured from town to town, I guess.
Starring actual pig.
The story of Babe was actually just a bard with a pig under his arm who went to town. Okay, so Frisco accepts your challenger.
This'll be bloody great.
And then can we just elect it for Gribbets to be the cunning
you
one?
You might have to ask Gribbets.
Oh, God.
Gribbets, you're a lawyer. I think you're pretty cunning. So I think we should put Gribbets in the trial of cunning.
Frisco claps his hands three times before Gribbets can say anything. And says, so it is decided, the trial shall be cunning. Hobgoblin lore dictates that cunning is...
I don't bloody sound like that.
Do you want to explain the trial?
I bloody don't. Let me just put on a real official voice for a second. I'm going to put on my official explaining voice. Here we go.
He's doing all that while sitting on a toilet as well.
I mean, we're going to go with this, but I feel like they've orchestrated a situation, Ben, so that now we're playing...
Orchestrated? Go on, Dave.
I just feel like you've created a situation there where me and Ben have to play Dungeons & Dragons against each other. Which is fine.
We'll be cheering from the sidelines, don't worry.
Yeah, all right.
Go Gribbets! Gribbets, he's so cunning.
Okay, so the trial of cunning. As you see, six pies are brought out on wooden boards. And inside, and Frisco says, as ancient hobgoblin lore dictates, the three pies exist. One is full of what we call fruju, which, as I'm sure Filge knows, is like...
Delicious.
Well, like the spirit of Ipecac, really. Makes you vomit.
It's delicious. Had many.
The other is a tasty warg meat pie, and the other one has a dagger in it, and...
Also delicious. So you have crunchy.
Eat the pies as quickly as you can, and when you get to the dagger, the first hobgoblin to stab the other one wins, as ancient lore dictates. Frisco claps his hands three times, and Gribbets is led to the pies. He turns to look at you and says,
We believe in you, Gribbets!
Get the pie!
I'm not even a lawyer, guys. This was pro bono. I just heard they were going to kill you and thought, that seems unfair. And so I decided to come down and
explain. You know what? It looks like you've done more damage than good, so now's the time for you to redeem yourself, you bloody fake lawyer.
Whilst all this is going on, yes. I lean over to Bobby Pancakes and say, you know, you're a little guy and you look pretty nimble. You know, are you able to escape out of them ropes or maybe do a flip?
Yeah. I've got...
For show? Just... Flips one of the trials, Dave?
Yeah, there was also the trial of mad flips. You could absolutely try. I think you've got +5 acrobatics.
Yep.
So why don't you try and see if you can break your way out? These are pretty bad ropes, so I'll say DC 15.
20.
Natural 20!
Okay, while Gribbets is complaining that it's not his day to die... You managed to slip your hands free. Nobody has noticed yet, but it depends what you do from here.
I stealthily... What order are we sitting in?
So it's Filge is sitting on her little god plinth, followed by Friezo, then you, then Kithisi, and you're all sitting on, like, the left side of a courtroom.
Okay.
And obviously Gribbets is in front of you crying.
While he's sobbing loudly... I slip behind Kissy and untie her bindings.
Great, that's also... Now, that's going to be a sleight of hand so that nobody notices. So can you do it again? Also DC 15.
That's a... 15.
15? Yeah. All right, you just make it. So you start to untie Kissy. You realize your hands are being untied and you too, your hands are free as well. But you're still sitting down in the chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
Now, at this point... A drum starts to beat, first slow and then getting faster, and two bugbears come with aprons, which they ceremoniously tie.
Sorry. What's a bugbear?
Aren't they metaphors?
It's,
You mean like...
Well, they're bugs that are bears.
Yeah, imagine a bug crossed with a bear.
I like to maintain that nobody who plays Dungeons & Dragons really knows what a bugbear is.
Right. So these are like just our deepest fears or annoyances.
They're like kind bigger of goblins, but they're not... They're like...
It's like a bear with bee wings and little antenna.
Aww. Aw, cute.
Okay, that's nice. That's what they are.
Okay.
So they come with aprons.
They come with aprons, which they begin to tie around Gribbets's neck and then around the neck of the biggest hobgoblin, the hungriest hobgoblin, the stabbiest hobgoblin that you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Gribbets goes up to about his navel.
And Frisco goes, it's only bloody Kevin. It's only bloody Kevin, Gribbets. And Gribbets goes, oh, God.
Do Gribbets and Kevin know each other?
Went to school together.
Are you asking Frisco this?
Yeah, I'm asking Gribbets. Gribbets, do you know Kevin?
Oh, and Kevin goes, oh, me bloody mate, I used to be a share of you. And Gribbets just cries some more.
And then I, pick Gribbets up by the head and I, put him on my lap and I pat him and I say, Gribbets, if you die, you live forever with me in afterlife. And I give him a little kiss on the top of the head. And then I whisper, he think I hear God. And then I put him back down. Okay, and Gribbets wipes his head.
The drum beats get louder and louder and they get faster and faster into a singularity. And you realize that the eating competition is about to begin.
What?
So... Are you guys doing anything or are you watching?
For now, I'm just watching.
Me enthralled.
Okay, so...
Me want to see how this plays out.
So Gribbets, there's six pies.
Yep, three each.
Steal it from a guy.
Gribbets takes the middle one.
All right, Gribbets takes a pie. And I get a six-sided dice. Thank you. And
he eats it.
And immediately, Gribbets has taken one bite in and you see... relief go over his face, and he goes, it's warg meat, it's warg meat, I'm so happy, I'm... Nope, it's the fruju, and just starts...
Can I do a constitution saving throw?
Yeah, absolutely. Someone should. Since we're essentially playing against each other. Yeah, go ahead. Plus one, DC 15.
18!
Oh, Gribbets! Let's hear it for Gribbets!
Are there any guards standing on the stage surrounding us?
There are probably... there's 30 hobgoblins and they all tend to wear weapons and stuff watching.
Okay, as they're sort of wrapped watching...
Is there a foreman?
That?
Is there a hobgoblin foreman?
That's not what I was going to ask, but is there?
You better believe there is.
What does he sound like?
Is there a hobgoblin stenographer with a little...
There's a kobold stenographer.
While everyone is rapt watching the pie eating contest, I slip to behind the nearest guard and lift his weapon off him.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, that's going to be harder than what you were doing. So you're actually trying to grab something from somebody.
Sleight of hand?
Yeah, it's sleight of hand, but this time it's going to be DC 20.
Oh.
He rolled a 9.
Yeah.
So while Gribbets is doing his best to win your freedom for you, suddenly one of them looks at you and through its stupid face, it suddenly realizes what you're doing. You've got a second to act before it probably...
I tie his shoelaces together.
1 second to act. That's you with that...
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I suppose that is a sleight of hand maneuver again. DC 20.
Oh, no.
12.
You scramble. So he looks at you confused and is about to raise the alarm when he notices that you start tugging his boots, which confuses him just long enough that instead of calling out for help, he instead asks, what are you doing?
your boot was untied, mate. I was just tying it up for you. I would hate for you to trip.
And whilst Bobby Pancakes is distracting, I stand up and punch the dude in the face.
You don't have your weapon on you, so it's going to be a d4 for your attack roll plus your strength for you when you do damage, but go ahead and roll to attack.
18.
That'll hit him. And for how much damage?
Seven.
You knock him off the dais of this consternation as he falls into the crowd. You guys, I think are we about to get back into combat?
I rush to Friezo and untie him.
Okay, roll for initiative, everyone, really quickly.
Does Gribbons get initiative?
Yes, Gribbons. You can roll.
So hang on, does Gribbons have a 1 in 2 chance of getting a dagger pie now?
He has one probably ate a pie, and we'll say he didn't get a dagger, so he's got a 1 in 4 chance.
No, okay. Isn't there only 3 pies?
3 pies each. He ate one.
Oh, you're right.
1 in 2 chance of getting a dagger pie.
He probably knows where the dagger is. You just keep that in your little boots for now. And quickly, can I just have...
15.
15, thank you.
17.
Thank you.
11 for Friezo.
10.
And all right, great. Okay, so now just to quickly remind you guys, you're at the top of the dais. 2 of you are untied, 1 of you isn't. There is another guard on top of the dais, which is about 10 feet from the ground. There are lots of hobgoblins around the camp watching, probably because they're making a lot of noise and the drums are deafening. Not all of them have yet noticed what is happening. There's a campfire. There is Frisco, who is just bloody loving it. And then there is Gribbets standing next to 2 pies with Fruju all over his face. So the first one up is Simon. What do you do?
I run to one of the pies and plunge my hand in to see if I can find it. Right. See if there's a dagger
inside.
Can you do that?
And sorry, as you run, Gribbons is like, hey, super quickly, if you're going to take a dagger, could you take it from the other one?
Like, too late, this is closer.
You have a 50, you dive in, you have a 50% chance of picking the right pie. The other pie...
Oh, it's a 2.
Do
you know what? I'm going to give, because this is such a great idea.
Sorry, which is the right pie? The one with the dagger or the one without? Because if it's the one without, you haven't stabbed yourself.
I'm allowed to, actually, and I'm going to do this retroactively, give Grant inspiration for excellent ideas and give you advantage. So I'm going to give you advantage. You have one more roll. If you can roll 11 or higher, then you have found a dagger.
Nope.
Your hand is covered in wolf meat. Excellent. That gets everybody's attention. Alex, over to you.
But can I just say that he has, like, now a pie stuck on his hand?
Oh, sorry. Are the pies in pans?
Yeah.
Yes. 1d4 Improvised weapons. Very good. Alex, quickly, what do you do?
I go into a rage. Mm-hmm. I'm angry.
Yep.
Because my friend hurt his knuckles on a pie pan.
Like, that's the weirdest reason to be angry, but okay.
Gribbons is like, hey, we're super going to die, by the way. That didn't set anything up. No? Okay, cool.
It's his first day on the job.
So I'm entering into a rage, yep, and I'm heading straight for the Goblin King.
You charge at the Goblin King. What are you trying to do? Pin him? Punch him?
Hey, I'm on the bloody toilet.
And I roll a
natural 20.
A natural 20.
That's great. That is... I'm impressed. All right, you roll a 20, so you manage to charge up to the dais and grab his head in your hands and pull his entire chair back, which breaks the seal on its built-in latrine.
Oh, look out for all me bloody shit!
And you pull him back so that the giant ritual fire is burning on either side. He's up against the fires. What do? You've got him pinned.
I like, you worship me now! Me, I'm your king! The king is dead! Come on!
Rivets, is there hobgoblin legal precedent for this kind of...
Who's asking
me? I know the Chief Justices have tenure, but yeah, what does Gribbets say?
Gribbets is like, oh, none of you can read. Yeah, that's legit.
Gribbets, 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 Gribbets.
All right. So under, I guess, hobgoblin law, you're now the Chief Justice?
Yeah.
And you have to... Okay, and then Gribbets is like, okay, well, I guess... The trial continues.
Everybody is looking at you, Filge. and they're hanging on your words. No one can really talk yet. Everyone needs to know what Filge's response to this new power is.
And I say,
no one, you're tied to a chair.
Okay. Grimmitt is like, well, what should we do with the prisoners, Filge?
I'm like, me won't see how this plays out.
Thank you.
The Dragon Friends is DM'd by David Harmon with music by Benny Davis. I play the NPCs. Our cast is Alex Lee, Michael Hing, and Simon Greiner. Our special guest this episode was Jordan Raskopoulos. If you can rate and review this show on iTunes, it helps us a bunch. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.